NBC Television presents Tony Hancock in... Hancock's Half Hour.
I thought you said women went berserk as soon as they got on a boat.
Oh, blimey. You're still on about that.
That's what you said. Let's go on a Mediterranean cruise, you said. It's a well-known fact, you said. Something happens to them as soon as they get on a boat. Nothing happened yet, mate. Been out nearly 2,000 miles and not a sign.
We got another week to go.
He's not good enough. You guaranteed me we're on a good thing. You said as soon as they threw the ropes over the side at Tilbury, they'd be chasing me around the sun deck. The only reason I came. I've never been so bored stiff in my whole life. I just as well have stayed at home and watched television.
How do you expect the birds to get romantic about you when you're dolled up like that? You've got to jump about a bit. Show them your muscles. Get into your lightweights.
What, in October?
This is the Mediterranean, boy. It's 93 degrees in the shade.
It is still October. I always get into my heavy stuff on the 1st of October and I don't get back to the light stuff until the 1st of May. Can't argue with the seasons.
But it's different out here. The climate's different.
Don't argue with me, Sid. October is October, whatever you are. Can't ignore the calendar. States quite clearly for the month of November... I'm sorry, of October. For the month of October, just underneath the picture of the robin redbreast with a scarf round his neck, it says, the north winds will blow and we shall have snow. And I'm ready for it, boy.
Oh, you please yourself, boy. Everybody else is having a marvellous time. I went like a bomb round the swimming pool this morning. I think it was me shantan tights.
You mark my words, those half-naked fools will all be down with pneumonia before we get to Athens. Steward!
Yes, sir?
Bring me another blanket and another hot rum punch, please.
Yes, sir. Aren't you well, sir?
Mind your own business. Push off of it. What a miserable trip this is. Think of all the money it's costing me. 120 quid, Istanbul and back. I've been dragged out here under false pretenses. Birds, you promised me, and birds I have not seen. Every night I leave my cabin door open and nothing comes in except the draft.
How many times have I got to tell you? How do you expect them to chase after you when you're done up in that gear? I don't understand you. Why don't you get into your Cary Grant outfit, the yachting cap, the blazer, the white flannel?
Well, I tried that the first night out. Everybody thought I was a steward. Two old girls had me on the run all night. Gin and limes. They tip well, I must admit that. And where's the scenery you promised me, eh? Hey, where is it? Water, that's all we've seen. On either side of the boat, a straight line of water. 7 days, all I've seen is water, smoke, sky and birds, and not the sort of birds I came to see. And what is the to-do? Go on. Answer me that. What is the to-do?
Well, you could take a walk round the boat.
I've had a walk round the boat. 300 times I've walked round it this way, I've walked round it that way. I've walked across it, I've walked up and down it, and dead boring it is too.
How can you say that? They've got a cinema, dancing, a swimming pool...
I don't dance. I can't swim, and I've seen all the films. Apart from that, I don't like the sea. It's a very unsafe way of travelling. So, all in all, whichever way you cut the cake, I've had it, haven't I?
Oh, what a miserable ratbag you are. Well, I'm having a marvellous time.
Good luck to you.
I have never had such a good time in my life.
Oh, well, simple mind, I suppose.
There you are,
the mist.
I say, can we have our ball back?
Here we go, I fancy it. How do I look?
Absolutely revolting.
Well, I see you're back in 2 minutes. Here we are, sweetheart. Can I come and play with you then?
How sordid a man of his age. I say, that wasn't
push
very...
off.
Yes, but look
you
here...
want to go over with it?
Well, no.
All right, push off then.
Well, look here, who do you think you are?
Come on, Binky, don't quarrel. Let's go and play quarters.
You take him away, otherwise I might unwrap myself and leap on him. What a way to carry on a British ship.
Hello. Are you on your own?
Yes, thank you.
Would you like me to sit with you and talk to you?
No.
I've noticed you. You're always on your own, aren't you?
Yes, thank you.
Don't join in anything, do you?
I enjoy being on my own.
Are you an eccentric?
No, I'm not. Just leave me alone.
Do a lot of reading, don't you? You'll hurt your eyes, you will.
I'll hurt yours in a minute. Go on, there's a bathing beauty competition up the road. Go on, push off.
You're a cheeky one, you are. What cabin are you in?
Never you mind.
Well, I thought we're both on our own and no responsibilities. And we're about the same age.
I beg your pardon, I resent that.
I meet you tonight under the lifeboat, 12:30.
If I'm not there by sunrise, don't hang around with me.
I've been looking forward to this trip, meeting someone like you. You fascinate me, you do.
Good luck.
Quiet, dignified, reserved, good looking. In a portly sort of way. Is that your technique, then?
Will you please leave me alone, madam?
See what I mean? Hard to get. Still, we've got another 10 days yet. You'll come round. They always do. Bye-bye, cheeky.
What a farce. 200 birds on the boat and she has to be the one who goes berserk. Oh, this isn't fair. I should do better than this, a man of my caliber. Oh, well, I think I'll cheer myself up and have a little read.
The captain around, sir?
No, he's off duty, man. What do you want?
I just wanted to check on this menu, sir.
Yes?
Roast chicken, roast potatoes, stuffing and green peas.
We had green peas yesterday. Have you got anything else? Onions? Got any leeks of you?
Yes, sir, we got some leeks.
Lovely, that's it then. Leeks it is. Lovely, I
very
like
leeks. Very good, sir. Leeks it is.
Steady on your course, coxswain.
And the great ship Ruritania slowly slid beneath the icy waves, shrouded in thick fog. Abandon ship! Stop reading this stuff. Just because a foghorn blows, it doesn't mean to say we're going down. Put yourself together, you great buffoon.
Where are these leaks, then?
Down below, number 3 hold. And hurry up, we haven't got much time. If you want any help, give us a shout.
Right.
Leaks!
We've hit something already. Fog! It's the Ruritania all over again. Oh, no, it can't be. Well, all right, we're going along all right. It's unsinkable, this thing. There was the Ruritania. Must find out about those leaks, sir. I think we've hit an iceberg.
What are you looking for?
Icebergs.
Icebergs? There's no icebergs around here.
There are. I think we've hit one already. We're leaking, I know that much. I went to see about the leaks in number 3 hold.
What are you talking about?
He's bailing out, you see. Right down the boat, putting you on the boat, we've hit an iceberg.
Pull yourself together. There are no icebergs in this part of the world.
That's what the captain of the Ruritania thought, and then suddenly, wallop, eyes down for a boot full of seawater. We're lost, mate, we're lost. I tell you, when did you last see land?
Gibraltar, 2 days ago.
Exactly, 2 days ago. You can't travel 2 days without seeing land. That captain, he's gone wrong and he won't admit it. He's too proud, that's his trouble. He turned right at Gibraltar instead of turning left. And how do we know it was Gibraltar? It looked like a great big iceberg to me. What do you keep dinging that bell for? There's nothing in front of it. They don't know what they're doing. One of them came off the bridge just now and did that. See which way the wind was blowing. That's nice, isn't it? The boat is manned by amateurs. I think we ought to take the boat over.
Take it over. We'll be in Athens in 2 days.
Athens? That's a laugh. I know where we'll finish up. Nagasaki. Or some other lonely desert island in the Antarctica. You can't just stand by and let that peak cap fool run straight into the nearest iceberg. I say we've got to take over the ship. Are you with me? Are you
with me?
Will
you let go of my shirt? Have you gone raving mad?
I say, what's wrong? What's all the shouting about?
It's the captain. He's lost. We're drifting about hopelessly. We're miles from anywhere.
Just the truth.
Oh, it can't be. They know what they're doing. They've got wireless.
Wireless, of course. Don't do anything till you hear from me.
Yes. Oh.
Yes. SOS. That's it. I must go and warn the others.
K-I-N... Yes, Soskins. There we are, madam. Mary Soskins, happy birthday, love, Mum. Thanks very much for being there tonight.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're sinking. They're sending an SOS message.
Oh, don't worry, dear. It's all right. The British seamen are the finest in the world.
I hear someone mention the British seamen. Good afternoon, sir. Are you having a pleasant voyage?
Who are you?
I'm the first officer, sir.
Just the man I want to see. Where are we?
Well, do you mean by that our exact position?
To the dot. I want to know where this ship is exactly at this moment.
Well, to tell you the truth, sir, I'm just going on duty. I'm afraid I haven't seen the chart since yesterday.
Yesterday? 20 knots an hour. We're 200 miles off course, at least.
Steady on, sir. There's no need to panic, you know. I mean, there's always someone up there, all my fellow officers.
But they're bits of boys straight out from Dartmoor.
Dartmoor.
Well, wherever it is, then. Where's the captain?
He's in bed.
He's in bed. He's ill. He doesn't know what he's doing. There's an invalid in charge of the boat.
Please, sir, control yourself. You'll panic the other passengers. Look, the captain's not ill. He's just tired after being on the bridge all night.
All night, eh? So there is something wrong. What's going on in this boat? What are you trying to hide from us? What's in those glasses?
Ice.
Just as I thought. Small chunks of ice. That proves we've hit an iceberg. It's ripped open the side of the ship and they're down below hacking away at it. And to try and keep it from the passengers, they put it in the drink. You cunning devil, man the boat, we're over.
Will you control yourself?
He's always like this.
Well, look, you look after him, will you? And I'll go and get the ship's doctor. It's probably the heat. But just keep him quiet, will you?
Now, calm down. You hear what the man said? There's nothing wrong. So calm down and relax before you get a punch right up the nutcruncher.
Get your hands off me. I'm not going to drown. The captain's delirious. The officers don't know what they're doing. There's a dirty great hole in the bottom of the boat. We're doomed, I tell you. Man the boat!
What are you talking about?
We're sinking. Not only that, but we're lost. The captain's strapped to his bunk. The officers are taken over. He's gone bonkers. It's the Kane Mutiny all over again. Be lying there in his bunk, clicking those little steel ball bearings together like that. As soon as he starts asking about the strawberries, we've had it.
It's quite true, my dear. Well, the captain's in bed.
And the first officer admitted he didn't know where we were, didn't he?
Yes, he did say that, didn't he?
Well, surely that is enough proof. Well, I insist on taking over the boat. Don't worry. Out of my way. Good luck. Everything's under control, don't worry. An SOS signal's been sent out to all the vessels in the vicinity. I don't suppose we shall be in the water for more than 8 or 9 hours.
What about the captain?
Don't panic! Oh, the captain! Yes, well, I'll soon see about him. I'll tell him to arrest him as soon as he gets to dry land.
On what charge?
I'll tell you on what charge. Dereliction of duty, deserting the bridge, and lack of moral fibre. And who, sir, may you be?
I'm the captain.
Oh. Do you care to step up onto the bridge for a moment, sir?
Don't you try your rough sailor-like tactics on me, my good man. These people are all behind me.
Yes, yes, sir, they are.
Don't panic. Don't worry, I'll sort him out. Stand by the boat.
Watch it, watch it.
Hancock.
Oh, well, I might as well make a few bob out of it. Get your sweepstake tickets here for the lifeboats. Only one seeing the ticket. Every lucky winner makes the ticket. First down to the lifeboats.
Oh, now, what's this all about? What have you been telling my passengers?
Don't you come that high-handed attitude with me, my good man. I've told them what you should have told them long ago, the truth. We're lost, you're ill. There's a great gash along the side of the boat. I demand you hand over control of the boat to me immediately.
Are you out of your mind? Do you realize, as captain of this ship, I'm responsible for the safety and well-being of the passengers aboard, and I can have you placed under restrictive arrest for the duration of this voyage?
You can't touch me. We know the truth. You're lost, aren't
you? I'm not lost.
All right, then where are we? Go on, where are we?
We're traveling at 22.5 knots on a position latitude 43/7 and longitude 4/8. We're exactly 33.5 miles off the coast of France and within 3 miles of the North Mediterranean lightship, and in 2.5 hours we'll be docking at Marseille at precisely 19:07 hours.
A bit vague, isn't it?
Moreover, when we get to Marseille, I shall have you put off at the docks.
I don't want to see any of those French doctors. I'm perfectly healthy. What about the hole in the boat? What about the hole in the bottom of the boat, then?
Chief engineer? Oh, Mac. One of the passengers seems to think there's a hole in the bottom of the boat. Here.
What? Haven't you any control over your men?
Are you satisfied?
It wasn't me. It was them. I told them not to pay, but they wouldn't listen to me. They're out for blood. They're in an ugly mood. The irresponsible fools. Get back, you mutinous dogs! It's too late. The blind fools, they're ready to riot. I've done what I could, Captain. It's called for drastic measures. We must hold the bridge at all costs. We've got a good vantage point. We've got some dry tack up here. We can hold them off for days. I'll put a volley of grape shot over their head. We'll show those scurvy sons. We'll clap them in irons. The wind will be set fair. We'll be 0-2 in Marseille on the noon tide. Ah, Gimlad.
That's him.
That's him, Doctor.
Come along. You'll be all right.
Get your hands off me. We have a mutiny to quash.
Now, don't worry, sir. A little sedative, and when you wake up, everything will be all right. Just a slight case of sunstroke. Pass him any clothes on him.
Come along, old son. Get your hands off me.
Come along.
Come along.
Squire Trelawne is waiting in his cabin to see you. We're going to find Ben Gunn's treasure, eh? You'd like that, wouldn't you?
What's he talking about? He's a raving monarch. The nice doctor they have on a boat, listen.
All aboard to Treasure Island, eh? Long John? Come along, me old shipmate. Get that old wooden leg moving, eh?
The wooden leg? Oh, no, this wooden leg.
That's right.
This one. Yes, of course, yes.
Come along.
Yes, of course.
Come along. Come along. Come along.
Thank goodness for that.
Put that gear on for. What do we look like? At the Western Brothers on holiday.
How do you feel?
I'm fine. There's never anything wrong with me. I just made a bit of a mistake, that's all. It could happen to anybody. I just thought we were lost, that's all.
Well, don't do it again. I may be responsible for you. Now, you got to take it easy. Just relax. Take a quiet stroll around the deck, then back to your cabin, malted milk, and off to bed.
There's nothing wrong with me, malted milk. Another thing, I resent being strapped down to me bed. Especially with that funny woman roaming about the boat. I'm supposed to be enjoying myself. I want to get amongst the ladies.
You're just not fit enough, boy. You go back to bed. I'll sort something out at the dance tonight.
Dance? What dance?
Didn't I tell you I've organized a fancy dress ball tonight?
You aren't still taking money off those poor people. You're the one they ought to strap down.
Well, it's only a guinea a ticket, and I've had to do all the organizing.
What organizing?
Well, I had to blow up the balloon. Talk on the floor, move the chairs about. I'm entitled to a bit of profit, and I've had to provide the prizes.
Oh, and what are they, pray?
Well, the first prize is a conducted tour of the engine room.
Oh.
And the second prize is a smasher. It's a peep through your porthole at you strapped down in bed. So if you wouldn't mind doing a bit of eye-rolling and screaming out, you know, let them think that they're getting their money's worth.
You cheeky...
Well, blimey, it's not every day they get a madman on board.
I'm not a madman! How dare you put me on exhibition? How dare you? Me, strapped down, eye rolling, and shouting out. Look, they know I'm not bonkers. Who are you trying to kid? Good morning, lovely day.
There you are, you see. I don't think you better come to the dance tonight. The word will soon get round. There's a madman loose in a Paul Jones could ruin the whole evening.
Oh, this isn't good enough. I want to come to the dance, Sid. Look, it's in fancy dress. They wouldn't know it was me.
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you come. If you promise to be back in bed by midnight, all for the prize giving, strapped down and screaming out, all right?
Oh, all right, but under protest. What a farce.
Yeah, yeah, watch it. Lillian Gish is on the move.
Hello, sailor boy. You feeling better? It's always the quiet ones that go off, isn't it? Well, I'm glad you're up and about again. Would you like me to look after you?
No, thank you.
It hasn't made any difference to me, you know. I still like you.
Carla, what's been going on with you two, then?
Oh, nothing. Just a little shipboard romance. Nothing serious.
You're exaggerating, madam. I haven't encouraged you one bit.
Oh, yes, you have. I've seen you looking at me, too shy to make the first move. I'm a widow, you know.
I'm not surprised. Poor bloke, I should think he was well out of it.
I get very lonely at times.
I don't doubt that.
I'm a woman that's used to men's company. Under the lifeboat tonight. How about it?
Well, go on then. What are you waiting
for? You keep
for?
Out of it.
I'll melt you, you iceberg, you. See you later, cheeky.
You'll be lucky I'd sooner swim home.
Oh, you sly old dog, you. Telling me all the time you couldn't get any birds. And there you were, moaning away, and all the time you had that little charmer lined up ever since we left Tilbury. Oh, you'll be all right there, boy. Doesn't matter what she looks like, we might run into another fog patch.
What a sordid mind you have. There's not an ounce of delicacy in you, is there? No romance in your soul. Dark nights and fog patches, ideal conditions for you, aren't they?
Here we are, sir. Doctor's compliments, and here is your sedative.
Wait a minute. Do me a favour. Huh? Give it to that woman up there, will you?
Right, sir.
There you are. Have yourself a brown ale.
Thank you, sir.
Chance. Now, don't forget you've got to be back in bed by midnight.
Yeah, well, if I leave one of my boots on the stair, don't let her get it, will you? Come, Tonto, off we go to the water.
Be coming, Kim Sharby.
Ladies and gentlemen, take your partners for a full joke. Oh, ladies on the inside and gentlemen on the outside.
Yeah, worse than death.
You're him, aren't you?
No, ma'am, I'm the Lone Ranger, a high old silver.
Yes, but you're him too, aren't you?
Pardon me, ma'am, don't think I've had the pleasure. Pardon me, I have a horse waiting for me outside.
A Cleopatra.
Good, well, jump on your barge and up it.
I know you're him, I can see your eyes through those little slits. Let's dance out onto the deck.
No, I don't think we'd better. Is it 12 o'clock yet?
No.
Billy. Didn't the steward give you a drink? Don't you feel a bit drowsy?
Oh, no, I threw it away. I don't drink.
Oh, well, I'll be off to the bar, then.
Oh, I'd like a bit of lemon, though.
All right.
Later.
Oh, what a pity it stopped.
Oh.
Hands off. Dear, I've been looking for a nice girl like you. What's your name?
Rosie.
Rosie, what a lovely name. Let's dance out on the deck.
Oh, no, I don't think I ought
oh,
to.
Oh, come on now, lovely girl like you.
I'd like to very much.
Well, what's stopping you then?
Well, it's my mum. She's after you. Dear mum, I've got to for you.
Let me go, mum. All change. Come on.
Hello, boy, how you going there?
Hello? Nice little reservation you're working up here?
Any pale faces aloud?
Yeah, get in, boy. Here, the girls, this is Anthony.
How do you do? Hello, my dear. Oh, this is more like it. This is more as I imagine it. Tell me, my dear, have you ever been to the Cotswolds?
May I have your attention a minute, please? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't wish to alarm you, but the passenger who went berserk this afternoon has escaped from his cabin. He's wandering the ship and he may be dangerous, but don't worry, we'll get him all right. In the meantime, we ask him to come along quietly. Thank you very much.
This is sheer victimization.
Listen,
madam, I'm harmless. It's all a mistake. It's intolerable. I have a British passport. I demand to see the British ambassador.
You were supposed to be in your cabin under lock and key. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm only having a little doubt. I've paid me fair. I'm entitled to what's going on, surely.
He was put in your care, Mr. James. How do you explain this?
Well, they overwhelm me. You know what it's like when they're like that? They've got the strength of 10.
Oh, don't listen to him. He doesn't want you to know he's been charging people a guinea a head to come to your fancy dress dance.
I see. Well, under the circumstances, I have no alternative to have you both put ashore at port side.
You can't put me ashore. I had no part of this fiddle. I demand to stay on board ship.
I should only allow that if you were under supervision.
Oh, I'll look after him.
No, thank you. No. No, I think you're right. Yes, I ought to go off, really. I do need the treatment, yes. Aha, young Jim. Aha. Old blind coo. Pieces of eight, the old wooden leg, eh? Go on another cruise if I was the only man on board. What a fiasco.
Well, it's your fault you started it all off with the icebergs.
No, don't start on about that again. It was a genuine mistake. Anyway, this is a much better way of travelling. At least you can't get lost up here, boy. You can see exactly where you are. All stretched out beneath you, all the landmarks, you can't go wrong. Look at it all the countryside, as clear as... Where's it gone? It was there, just now it's gone. We've lost contact with the world. We lose our way. We run into another fog. Sound the foghorn.
They haven't got foghorns on aeroplanes.
Then sound
it. It's not fog, it's cloud.
Then sound the cloud horn. The captain's lost his way. I suggest we wreck the cabin.
Let me go.
We're lost. Hurtling round the heavens at 600 miles an hour. We're going to orbit if we don't do something. I don't want to spend the rest of my life bleeping my way round the moon. I don't want to see what's on the other side. I haven't got my camera. I want to go.
You'll be all right, sir. It's the altitude. It often affects people like this. He's ill. Ask the pilot to put him off at Zurich.
Zurich? You can't leave me up there. There's no atmosphere on it. Blokes with big heads and one eye in the middle of their forehead. You couldn't do that to me, please.
Thank you.